Peace. Advent is a time of reflection. Let us step away from the busyness of the season and make time to read God's word and search our hearts to see whether there is anything displeasing to the Lord. Without an understanding of the darkness and evil of sin in the world and our own natural hearts, we will not understand Christmas.
Into the darkness the angel shouted to the fearful shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This helpless, needy baby was a Savior. His mission was the cross.
The angels continued their rapturous praise. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is well pleased. Jesus, the Savior, would bring real peace between God and sinful man. In ourselves, we are enemies of God. In reconciliation, he did not just sweep sin under the rug, but in the words of Johnny Erickson Tada, quote, "Jesus was about to drown in raw, liquid sin as God stored up rage against humankind exploded in a single direction at Jesus." Isaiah foretold that, quote, "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." Justice and mercy met at the cross and brought peace.
God sent peace Christmas night to those with whom he was pleased. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he is well pleased with those who took to him, even with only a tiny seed of faith, and believe that he exists, and rewards those who seek him. When he looks in faith to Christ as a Savior and Lord, God is pleased to not only declare us not guilty, but go so far as to call us his sons and daughters. And he looks at us and says, "This is my beloved child, with whom I am well pleased. No longer enemies, but adopted and dearly loved children, who now cry, Abba, Father."
As we light the candle of peace, let us remember that through Jesus we can have peace with God. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Amen.